Hey everyone, welcome back for another episode. And I haven't said this in a while, so if you are new to the podcast, hello. I'm so glad that you're here listening. My name's Samantha, and I'm a registered dietitian, and I do weight loss counseling. So for my clients, we work together either through my group programs or through my one-on-one weight loss coaching. So And if you're wondering, I do have spots available, but there is a minimum of, if you want to work with me for weight loss, I do just recommend that you do 3 months. So I do a 3 month package because, of course, as you know, weight loss is a long-term thing. It's not, you know, we just need to chat for a couple weeks and then you're good to go. So just a little bit about that and about me. So I've been talking a lot on this podcast about mindset and weight loss, because I'm just such a big fan of that. I don't think enough of us are talking about mindset during weight loss. And I think it's what holds people back from reaching their goal weight. And if they do reach their goal weight, it holds you back from being able to maintain it and keep it off for a long time. So, you know, through all my programs and coaching, there's always a mindset piece. And if you've heard any episodes here, you know that I like to talk about it on the podcast as well. But the other day I was on Instagram, and if you don't follow me, definitely check me out on there. It's Samantha O'Toole _ RD for registered dietitian. And I wanted to ask my audience just what they wanted to hear more of. So I said, do you want to hear more of food and nutrition stuff or more mindset and weight loss? So it was about 70% food and nutrition, 30% mindset. So I am, for the next few episodes, going to be focusing more on food and nutrition and helping you guys with that. And of course, if you have any requests for me, some specific questions, then you can just direct message me or email me, whatever you want to do. But I'd love to hear your ideas. So I also left a spot on my Instagram. I do a lot of Instagram stories. So I left a spot for people to enter in some suggestions. And some suggestions that I got were to talk about superfoods, quick healthy snacks, and the best times to eat certain foods. So today I want to talk about quick and healthy snacks. And the reason why I wanted to do that topic is because in my group program right now, we're in the second week and we are actually talking a lot about snacking, and when and if you should even be doing it. So I thought I'm already kind of in the mode of talking about this. So I thought this was a perfect subject. So here's the deal with snacks. Before we even get into like what is a healthy snack and what types of snacks you should be eating, the first thing you want to think about is like, why am I hungry? So your hunger in between meals should be happening after, you know, you've had a good, balanced, healthy meal. Because if you're having obviously a meal that's like, you know, you didn't bring anything for work that day, and then you ran to just a coffee shop and you got like a bagel and a coffee for lunch. And then an hour and a half later, you're like, oh, I need a snack. I'm hungry. Well, you need a snack because you did not get all the nutrition that you needed at lunchtime. So that's what I want you to think about first, is like, why are you hungry right now? And is it a physical hunger? Or is it more of an emotional, uneasy feeling kind of hunger, more of an emotional eating thing? Are you stressed out? Are you overwhelmed? Did you just get a new project you have to do? And you're just feeling that overwhelm and running to, you know, a cafe to get something to eat sounds a lot better than dealing with some of the stuff we have to deal with. So that's the first thing. You definitely want to tune into your body and think, okay, am I really hungry or am I kind of stress eating? And then the other thing is, what did I have for lunch or what did I have for breakfast? Like, why am I so hungry? And then that way you can play with your meals a little bit more so that they are more filling. But with that said, there's nothing wrong with having snacks in between meals. And there's somewhat, I don't really have a lot of rules, but my only guideline, I guess, is would be a good thing to call it rather than a rule, is to have definitely more of those sweeter, carbohydrate-heavy snacks in the earlier hours of the day. And then in the afternoon, having more of a vegetable base, maybe some protein type of snack. And that's just because we do metabolize carbs a lot easier during the daytime in the early hours of the day. So when you're going to go for something like fruit and nut, or maybe a dairy-free yogurt, or some overnight oats as a snack, maybe even like avocado toast, those are all carb heavy, which are fine. They're all good snacks, but those are going to be better to have, you know, in between breakfast and lunch, rather than lunch and dinner. And then for in between lunch and dinner as well, that's, like I said, you want to be sticking with more vegetables. So some raw vegetables that I love would be the sweet bell pepper and cucumber. Those are my favorite. I feel like the carrot and celery thing is like the most popular, but they're not really my favorite. I like the cucumber and bell pepper are very water dense. They just feel so hydrating. So I love those with some hummus, nuts. They even have like nut dip now you can get at Trader Joe's or at a local farmer's market, meaning it's kind of like a hummus, but it's actually made from like almonds or cashews. And then if you are doing animal products, you know, that's where you could do like a tuna or some type of organic meat, something there. So that's what I would say for snacks. Those are good ideas. And let me just list them out again. For the morning, some good ones are fruit and nuts, dairy-free yogurt. If you're getting the sweetened kind of dairy-free yogurt, then you don't really have to have a fruit with it. I would say add some, like a granola that has a lot of nuts and seeds, or just have nuts and seeds with it. So you do want to kind of have that carbohydrate that's coming from that sweetened yogurt, and then the protein and fat coming from the nuts. Or you can go ahead and just get the plain. I really like the plain dairy-free yogurt, like a coconut. I love the brand Kite Hill. That's really good. And then you can just add your own fruit. And then you can do the same thing with chia pudding as well. I'm a big fan of chia pudding. I love it. Just some chia seeds, almond milk, and I put a little maple syrup in there, and that's delicious. And just add like I said, nuts, seeds, or fruit. That's all good. And then overnight oats, that can be, instead of for your breakfast, you know, having a portion of that for snack, that's a good idea. Avocado toast. So I do recommend, you know, that you're either doing, if you are doing wheat, then you're getting the organic, sprouted Ezekiel bread. It should be in the freezer section. So when you're getting, a sprouted bread, there's not preservatives in it. You have a very fragile, like sprouted grain in there. So it does need to be frozen or kept in the fridge when you take it home. So that bread is fine if you're doing that. Definitely look out for some good gluten-free breads. Those would be good. And then the other thing that I actually just did today was I cut sweet potatoes in rounds, baked them, and I put some avocado on there. And those were my little, like, you know, sweet potato avocado toast things with no toast. And actually they were really good. I love to sprinkle some nutritional yeast on there with a little bit of sea salt and pepper. Very good. I'm like a savory snacker usually. Okay. And you could do a fruit smoothie as well. So if you guys have been following me for a little while, you know, I do love smoothies. I do have a good green smoothie recipe that just has, you know, celery, kale, spinach, what else is in there? Pineapple, and banana. So that's a really good one, but I usually have that for breakfast. It's just easier to have right when I wake up. And then afternoon snacks, like I said, those raw veggies with hummus, nuts, and if you are doing the animal products, some tuna or organic meat. So, and if you are new here, the type of eating that I do promote for my clients and here on the podcast is very heavily plant-based. It doesn't mean you need to go 100% plant-based. It doesn't. But no matter what, you should be adding in more plant-based foods. So that is important. So definitely there's no need for dairy in your snacks. Like, you don't have to have it in the diet at all. You know, if you are doing eggs, that's fine as well. I would look out for a local farm near you where you can actually get some good eggs that are not in that mass production, where it's kind of a mess. So I would look for a local farm, get it, you know, spend the $8 on a dozen at the farmer's market, because you shouldn't be having them that often anyway. You want to be keeping more of a plant-based diet, and you're going to be getting more nutrients from those eggs as well. You can also get some better eggs, organic pasture-raised, at a store like Sprouts or Whole Foods or any kind of more natural market that's near you as well. But yeah, I think that sums it up. So first things first with snacking, make sure you figure out why you're actually hungry, because you don't just want to think like, oh, I'm such a snacker, like I just have to snack all day, I'm hungry. Well, you got to figure out why that's happening and if it's happening in a healthy way, or you actually need to like rethink your entire way of eating and the meals you're having and all that. But once you do feel like you have a good hold on your meals and how you're feeling and the results you're getting from all the food that you're eating, then, okay, yes, let's make your snacks a little bit better. And using some of these examples, like I said, those are great places to start. So yeah, I'd love to do more of these short topics on food. So if you guys have any recommendations, head over to my Instagram, send me a DM, or you can find me on Facebook as well. And my email's here in this podcast too. So I hope that was helpful. Let me know if you make any of those, and I'll talk to you guys on the next episode. Bye.